I grew up in Garden City, Kansas, the spot on the map. I truly feel sorry for kids today because we had to make our own fun, and there weren't never enough hours in the day for the things we did. And life was very innocent then. We played in the cornfields. We played outside after dark. We were in and out of each other's houses, and nobody worried about anybody. It was very innocent and very special.
And I've heard of the story, but I've never heard it about your mother's job and Truman Capote.
Oh. Well, I was living in Chicago at the time, and Truman Capote was in my hometown researching his book In Cold Blood, because that's where it happened. And my mother happened to be work in the sheriff's office, and she detested him from the moment he walked in the door. And she made him get out every time he came in. And he wanted to see the crime scene photos, and she wouldn't let him. And so one time she came back from lunch, and he was trying to pry open the file cabinet. So she arrested him. And I think that was the high point of her life, even more so than my brother or I. She called me in Chicago and said, "Guess what I did?" And she was so excited, I really couldn't understand her for a little bit. That was really just a fabulous day for her.
Do you know why she detested Truman Capote so much?
Oh, because he was a nasty little man.
Why?
I shouldn't say this, but I went home for several visits while he was there. He really didn't have much to say good about us farmers, although he was raised in a much, we won't go into that. But he really looked down his nose at everybody. He thought Truman Capote was God's greatest invention in the world. And you were supposed to recognize that. And he was a brilliant writer. That book is just brilliant. But he was a nasty little man. And that's all. That's enough.
All right. How long was he actually in your town doing his research?
Oh, he was back and forth. He came shortly after the murder happened. And he came and went for a long time because, you know, it was 6 years between the time the murder was committed. That was in November. They caught him in January or February, and the trial was right away, and they were convicted. But he was back and forth to Garden City at least 3 or 4 years, interviewing different people. But he couldn't finish the book until they were executed, so.
And that was the Clutter family, right? Did you know them?
Mm-hmm. There were two older sisters, and One was away at college and one was married. The one that was away at college, I had been in school with. And we'd had parties down in that basement. And, I couldn't believe it. Nothing happened in my hometown. And I don't think anybody ever felt safe again.